the opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. We got a lot to talk about today, and the weekend is almost here. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model, will be here shortly. Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you want to see our not so beautiful faces, well, Barry Laminek's hanging around for a few minutes, so there's always somebody to look at. Just go to ESPN975.com and click on live stream, and you're good to go. AJ having some traffic issues. So
is he the one that hit Joel?
Maybe.
Did he was like, yeah, so you know, I know they don't get along. So maybe when I heard AJ was late, I was like, oh, I know what happened. AJ saw him and gunned it through the red light and hit Joel. That's what happened. You're not fooling me, Mr. Hoffman, over here trying to take out my partner.
Well, yeah, someday you might thank him for that.
Well, it was great working with you, Fred.
Yeah. Thanks, Barry. So I could have just vamped there and no one would have known, but yeah, it's always fun having Barry in here.
That's all right.
He's a decent guy.
Everyone would have known because of our live stream.
That's true.
Everyone watches the live stream.
A lot of people do. You'd be surprised at how many folks are actually on there.
Does that help our ratings?
No, it doesn't.
So let's start discouraging people watching the live stream. How about that?
I try to discourage them just by putting my face on there.
That should do it.
That should do it, right? It doesn't. People are like, oh, no, man, you're only partially hideous.
The gallery area has turned into 290. Like, the construction's never going to end.
Oh, it's brutal over here.
I don't understand how Post Oak, one road, and I mean, I'm talking about from like 610 Post Oak to Richmond.
Yeah.
It's been under construction for like 5 years. How long can it take?
Well, and if anything goes wrong, because this happened to me a few weeks ago, I was supposed to go over to Arrows for an appointment.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I'm 10 minutes away. There's an accident. And 610's completely shut down. You can't even get the Post Oak. And I finally had to call him and say, look, I've been sitting here for 45 minutes. I was almost late for the show that day. I had a 2 o'clock appointment and couldn't get to that. So about 2:45, I'm still on the freeway. And I'm like, I may not even get to work. I think I got here at 3:50 that day. All it takes is for one thing to go wrong. And if one thing goes wrong on 610, it screws up 59. It screws up 10. It screws up 45. The whole city just
stops. It's a mess.
Yeah. So, oh, well.
Well, how's it going, Fred?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good.
Sportsy day, not sportsy day. What are you feeling?
I'm not feeling sportsy today. I'm feeling let's have some fun today.
Not a lot of sports going on. I take that back. The National Championship of College Baseball is on tonight.
Yeah, it shouldn't be.
Are you going to watch that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I haven't watched any college baseball all year. I don't really want to break
tonight's
that.
Not the night. Huh?
Yeah, this is not the
it's
time.
Not the night to break.
I kind of wish I'd watched to see the missed foul ball that cost Arkansas winning the whole thing.
If they lose now, that's tough.
Yeah,
that's gonna be
but
tough.
I'm,
on
I'm
that
guessing
too.
Since you know you're pro child molester that you're rooting for Oregon State.
First of all, that's a really. Really unfortunate way of putting it.
I'm
not pro him in any way.
That's kind of how it went yesterday.
Jeez.
Your team child molester.
No.
But yeah, they may wind up winning the whole thing. And but yeah, I haven't watched any college baseball. I'm not a fan of college baseball. I don't like the dink dink dink. And
yeah,
it's never been my thing. And I know it's big. It's actually pretty big here, but. Not for me.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that are pretty big that aren't for me.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah. Let's get Beth back in here.
Yeah.
713-780 ESPN. So, you know, man, another really good day in the gym. I've gotten good at blocking off 11 to 1 every day to make sure I'm in the gym.
Okay.
And I'm very proud of myself. I've made it every day this week. Tomorrow's supposed to be a light. Today was supposed to be a light day. And I'm feeling so damn good. Went in there and killed it. Came in here really fired up.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I just realized, though, that how fast time is flying. Man, we're almost to the 4th of July.
It's time.
Yeah, Christina was tweeting at me, it's almost Canada Day. It's like, because they were talking about that the other night, and I'm like, oh, we don't have to worry about that. That's not for a month. No, that's the 1st. And then July 4th, that's 3 days later. It's like, golly, how fast is time flying? We're halfway through the year. Halfway through.
Yeah. Is that good or bad?
I don't know.
I mean, at your age, or is it now like, no, oh,
I,
boy.
At my age, I kind of want things to slow down a little bit.
Okay.
I don't want to be looking up and say, damn, it's almost July 1st. I remember when the year started. I don't want that. I want to be thinking, man, it's only July 1st. This year's really dragging. I'd like to think that, because then that gives me more time on this planet.
I'm wondering, and obviously now we've done what, five straight months as the number one show?
Yeah.
I want to go to 6 straight months. I feel like that would be not that 5 isn't an achievement, but like 6 is a good, I mean, half the year. It's a good round number that we can feel good about. And obviously I'd like to go on forever and ever, but that's not realistic.
But yeah, I'd like to do 6 months, because then it'd be hard for us not to win the whole year.
Right. Yeah. I'm starting to feel like we may have that locked up. But it would be nice to do 6 straight months. I don't remember the last time one show did 6 straight months as number one in this town.
Yeah, I don't either. I'd like to win during football season.
That'd be good.
That would be an accomplishment.
But yeah, I feel like once we make it through June, when that book comes out, I'll feel like we're halfway through the season or halfway through the year, and we've already accomplished something big.
Yeah.
So and then everything that we do after that is gravy, I feel like.
Yeah. Well, it's,
and then the last part of the year is the easy part for us.
Right, because
football season is easy.
Yeah,
there's never like, oh, let me write out this bit. Let me write some jokes for this situation. It's literally come in for 3 hours and talk about football.
Yeah,
and then if there's some funny stuff to talk about, we'll do that. Yeah,
usually in the last hour we'll have time, but it's also right now you need to have a lot of fun things to talk about, which I think we do really well, and this is kind of why this is one of my favorite times of year. Is I do think we have plenty to talk about. We never really run out of things, whether they're sportsy or not. But yeah, football doing shows during football season is not very difficult.
No,
it really isn't. And because by the time, most of the time, Monday is all NFL, Texans. Tuesday you try to get caught up on colleges, and by Wednesday you got to start looking ahead to the next week.
That's it.
And all of a sudden you look up and you're like, all right, that was 4:07, but can we actually count it as?
I mean, I missed the first minute of the show.
Yeah, so really 4:06 would technically be correct. 713-780-ESPN. Nico just sent me a tweet that the new Alamo is going to be playing Buckaroo Banzai soon.
All right.
Thursday, July 12th. I don't know if I'm out of town that week or the next week. I have to figure that out. But
I'm so sad that the Alamo that was by my house turned into some other kind of place.
Well, that's what happened to the Sundance downtown. It turned into AMC, and now it's garbage. I won't even go there anymore. I need an Alamo downtown or in East downtown.
It's now Star Cinema Grill, which, I mean, it's in the same building. The menu is almost the same. It's just not as good a food, not as good a beer, and definitely they don't do as cool of things as they did at the Alamo. Like, Alamo would have, like, they, you know, have quote along nights and things like that. For classic movies. Now it's just, you can go watch Jurassic World and Incredibles 2.
Yeah. Yeah. I like places like that are quirky and different.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's because you can always go to the Edwards for the big movies, exactly. Whatever you want to do. But I enjoyed, it was always a haul for me to drive to Alamo, but I liked going to it. Tomorrow we're going to be at the Poker Club at West Houston. It's 22233 Katy Freeway.
Okay.
So we'll be out there tomorrow.
22233. 22233. Oh, guys, this is going to be so confusing.
Yeah, I'm just punching it into ways.
Okay.
And actually, tomorrow morning, I'll be filling in for Lance with Granado. So that ought to be fun.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's going to be a long day. I've got a bunch of meetings tomorrow that having to deal with some sports map stuff, among other things. So that's, I figured, what the heck? I haven't done a show with John in a while. I'll offer to help since I'm going to be
You're
here.
You're a nice guy.
Regardless. But
Notice it's never Lance who needs somebody to fill in. It's always John. Lance is always gone.
He's gone a lot. There's no question. Yeah. But he's a star. He can do that.
He's got a lot of vacation days.
Yeah.
What a life.
713-780-ESPN. I don't know, man. I'm looking forward to that, and then hopefully we've got some things that are going to get the sports map site where it needs to be. So I'm working on that tomorrow. But you know, Rogers told me Waze is not working right during rush hour. You know, I've had problems with Waze lately. Like when I got stuck, I was telling you about, it didn't tell me how to get off the freeway or to take another route or anything else. And I'm looking at it and it's still saying, oh, you'll be there in 10 minutes. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I mean, I can see I'm not going to be there in 10 minutes. And I don't know if I don't have mine activated right, where it automatically goes to the right route or what. But, you know, I don't know. That's not a good thing. I haven't had great luck with it lately. Usually it's right. It's spot on. But the last few weeks, like even the other night when I was,
isn't Waze owned by Google Maps? Isn't it? I mean, don't they use sort of the similar?
Yeah, I don't know. I always had bad luck with Google Maps that way too. It wouldn't put me on the right routes.
Well, Apple Maps is the one that I don't mess with.
Oh yeah,
I'm out on that. That's like the maps that's programmed into your iPhone when you get it.
Oh,
no, I don't deal with that one.
I've never used that one. 8-2, I see you guys been watching Yellowstone with Kevin Costner. I have not.
I've recorded it. I have not watched it yet.
I kind of wanted to record it and I forgot to do it.
Yeah, I'm busy. I'm busy watching Taboo, which is like playing. Like you, it's funny when you wait that long to watch a show, and it's on your DVR. You run into ads for Lego Batman movie and things that happened a year and a half ago.
Yeah,
it's a little odd.
Oh well, I mean, that's that's always the thing when you're watching an old show, but. Yeah, I do want to see Yellowstone. I think anytime I like Costner in Westerns. I even liked him in Wyatt Earp, even though I preferred Tombstone. But you know, I think he's I for some reason I just like him in whenever he does a Western.
All right. Lamont says 610 is a station. Most of the shows did 3 straight years at 1 from 2010 to 2013. Really? But remember that Untouchable?
But was there one show, though, is what we
That's what I'm about. Saying, yeah. Was one of those shows the number one overall for 3 years?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they were pretty dominant during
they
that
stretch. They were.
And, you know, maybe they'll get back there, but
no.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Nah.
All right, we're going to take very quick.
All those guys that were listening in 2010 have died by now.
Yeah, well, that's part of their problem. their guys are Chronicle readers. They're all dying off. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Guys, the kids are on summer break. It's great for them. They're having a good time. But it's bad news for your carpets. All the extra foot traffic is ruining your floors, leaving your carpets full of dirt, pollen, other allergens. You can get a jump on summer cleaning with Dirt-Free Carpets Summer Special. For a limited time, they'll come out, they'll clean 3 rooms for $100, and they're going to give you a free speed dry. The other guys, they leave behind a bunch of water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not the case with Dirt-Free. They've been doing this for 30 years with the best technology in the game, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with Dirt-Free. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5. And they'll clean 3 rooms for $100, and they're going to throw in that free speed dry. It's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
Yeah, Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. This song always gets me pumped. This is on my workout mix.
I love Rob Zombie. Yeah. There's a show coming. I know you won't go because it's Cynthia Woods. But it's Rob Zombie and Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
And I really want to see Rob Zombie, but I've seen Marilyn Manson before, and his shows really aren't for me.
I've seen them both. That's one. If it were closer to downtown, I'd probably still go.
Yeah.
Apparently, I just found out that one of my guitar heroes, Yngwie Malmsteen, is going to be at Proof in August.
Oh, nice.
So a bunch of us are headed for that. Although, dude's probably got to be 400 pounds now, which would be funny, but he could probably still rip on the guitar, I'm sure. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776, if you wish to get in. And a couple things, the E-Rock says, fun fact I learned yesterday, Taylor Sheridan, who played Deputy David Hale on Sons of Anarchy, is a writer on Yellowstone. He also wrote Sicario and Wind River. Yellowstone's real good. I haven't seen Wind River, but I did like Sicario, and I'm interested in the new Sicario. It looks pretty good. I saw a trailer for that. Have you seen that?
I have to. Yeah, it comes out Friday, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I will probably go see that. And I guess next week is when Ant-Man and the Wasp comes out.
Yep.
So, which Jong, are you going to one of the early screenings for that so you could talk about it on Comicast?
No, I'm going to go next weekend.
Okay. Did you ever see Deadpool 2?
Yeah, I watched it. I think we talked about it on the show.
Not me. I haven't watched it.
Nah. That's why I don't think we've talked about it.
Nope.
All right. 713-780-ESPN's the number. 713-780-3776. Yeah, just one last thing about the numbers, man. Considering last year, the signal issues we were having at this time of year, it's nice to be in a spot like this where we have two stations that people can hear us on.
Yeah, Patrick Creighton lives out in Katy, and he came in yesterday and was like, dude, it's so great to be able to hear you guys coming in because 94.1, I guess, is rocking it out there at Katy Sugarland. So
Patrick Creighton listens to us?
I guess so.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I guess Glenn Davis is back tomorrow, right, John, with Soccer Matters?
Yep, tomorrow.
Now at the... So he doesn't get to do any of the quarterfinals or anything?
No, he doesn't. He's going to have a show tomorrow and then one on Saturday on the Gorgeous Scale at 3.
Okay, cool. Maybe I'll swing by there.
Yeah.
Say hello. There's a couple things that I did want to mention. A little plug for SportsMap. If you haven't checked out SportsMap.com today, please do. We have John Granato has... basically shares Larry Durker's solution to fix the DH problem so that the leagues are the same. I'm not really all that enamored with the idea that he proposes, but we'll talk about it at some point in the show today. Dolores Lozano has a couple of videos for us on the Rockets and on LeBron. We also have Steven the Weather Guy has a story about a new daily fantasy game called Weather Battle.
Oh.
It actually sounds really interesting when I was reading it. Like, you go in and you pick...
Give me 15 minutes and I can come up with something.
I bet you could. But this is... It's daily weather fantasy. Like, and there's different stuff. Like, you can pick which place is going to have the highest winds. And, you know, like, if you're going to take Phoenix for heat, then you have to use up most of your salary cap on that.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of an interesting thing. I may actually get in there and play. And Barry Laminack has a column on Archie Bradley... pooing on himself, which I really tried to avoid talking about yesterday because I didn't want to hear the song. And Joel Blank says Clint Capela is worth a max contract. So lots of good stuff on Sports Map.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
Here's the other question. Is Chris Paul worth a max contract?
Well, at his age? I think you have to do it because... I think you got one more year with this team. You're going to have to add a couple more pieces. Because I'm assuming you're not getting LeBron. But I think if you could add another shooter and if you could get somebody to take Anderson's contract off in a deal where you give up a couple picks and you get one more forward, maybe get a stretch four who does what he was supposed to do. then I think you can make another run. And if Chris Paul's healthy, which we'll see. But I think you have to. And then if it doesn't work out, oh, well, this is your window. Your window's not going to last for a hell of a lot longer.
Well, one thing that we do know, and most questions about this offseason will be answered tomorrow, at least for the Rockets.
Right.
Because obviously the big hope is that LeBron James could possibly join the Rockets. That's what everyone – I don't know if anybody's like, you know, holding their breath, but that's obviously the best case scenario for the Rockets, correct?
Wait, I'm holding my breath.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
If LeBron opts out of his Cavs contract tomorrow, there's 0% chance that he's a Houston Rocket.
Yeah.
So that it would officially eliminate, because the Rockets can't afford to sign him outright.
There's ways to do it, but realistically the best thing is a sign and trade. And if that they could do it, but I mean, realistically, no. I mean, there's like a 2% chance you could pull it off.
I think it's zero, because I don't see them. What it would take would be Capella basically letting Capella walk away somewhere else, and gutting the rest of this team.
I wouldn't be shocked if they did that, though, if they had that opportunity.
And it would also take Chris Paul saying, I'll take less than Max, or LeBron saying, I'll take less than Max.
I read a thing that kind of spelled out how it could work. And I mean, it's a lot of stuff, but it's not impossible. So I can't say 0%. It's just not very likely. I said, it's less than 5%.
Can we
sure.
agree if LeBron was choosing the Rockets, the best thing for him to do would be to opt in?
Yeah, which is what Chris Paul did last year and said, okay, trade me.
So that's what I'm saying is if you see LeBron opt out tomorrow, you pretty much know he doesn't want to come here.
Yeah, I don't think he does anyway. I have no idea what's in his head, but at least the whole guessing game's about to end finally, because it'll happen quick, whatever it is. Squeezing a call, Tyler. What's up, Tyler?
How's it going? Mentioning your issues using Waze. When you got the app open and the navigation is active, if you click the bottom bar and then hit the routes button, it'll refresh itself right then and update if there's a quicker route. I don't believe it'll automatically do it on its own, but I could be wrong. Anyway, that's it. Thanks for taking my call.
So even though I'm driving and I'm not supposed to be pushing buttons on my phone, that's why I have to do it?
I guess so.
Okay. Well, I'll try that. Thank you. But it's funny because it makes a big deal out of you have to hit passenger if you're driving.
Yeah.
To use it. So why would it intentionally have something like that?
I don't think that's correct. Because sometimes when I'm driving, it'll reroute me. It'll say, I found a faster route.
Okay, so why does yours do that and mine doesn't?
I don't know. And then it'll say...
Mine does that too.
And then it'll say, do you want to take this route? And then you
suck
click
at technology.
Okay.
Well, I think there's something wrong with my settings. That's what it is. It's got to be. Because it doesn't do that for me.
I don't know what to tell you.
I blame Waze. I don't know why it works for all you guys. I'm going to have to find settings in here and try to figure it out. I don't know. Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Got to tell you about Texans Can Academies. And, guys, this is a place that takes in kids that have had issues at other schools, and they work around those issues, whatever they are. And they give them a second chance. And so many of them go on and graduate and do great things. They just had a bunch more graduate that are going to go on, go to college, get jobs, and become important members of our society. And they need your help, though, to get it done. And by your help, they just need a vehicle that you're not using anymore. Car, can be a tractor, motorcycle, truck, could be an RV. Doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter if it's running. Doesn't matter if it's been sitting in your garage for a year and you thought you were going to get it fixed up. Maybe you got some flood damage and you thought, I'll fix it later, and you never got around to it. Well, donate it, because here you can do a good thing, get rid of something you're not using anymore, and you're going to get a tax deduction. They're going to process all the paperwork. They're going to tow it free of charge. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, $50 Visa gift card. And so many Blitzers have stepped up, and they've all said the same thing. Man, it's so easy, and I feel so good when I've done it. And you can be the next one. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com right off the car, not the kid.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Thursday. Man, the weekend's almost here. Pretty pumped. JD says, Fred, my Waze app doesn't do that either. We need to find out what WTF is going on. I actually went into settings on the break. I couldn't figure it out. It says it's set up for all that. But I don't actually have an account. I just use it. Do I need to have an account? Is that what it is?
Maybe so.
Do you have one?
I think it connects to your Google account.
No, well, then never mind. Because I do have a Google account.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. 832 asked, have you looked up your Uber ratings recently? I remember you talking about it a few months ago.
I haven't taken an Uber in a long time.
Yeah, I've used a few here and there. And so far, my ratings crept back up now. It's over 4.7.
Oh, that's pretty good.
But it was, you know, it'll never be great because somebody obviously gave me one star someday, one day.
I know. I don't know what you did. Did you grope an Uber driver?
No, I did not Jameis anybody.
Okay.
Now, I know exactly what happened. I got into it with the guy because he wouldn't listen to me, and we were going from a place downtown to a place over in Montrose. And his GPS said to go off on this direction and would put him on the freeway. And there's absolutely no reason to do that. You go straight down Smith to Gray. That's simple, which is what I told him. He's like, oh, no, I'm going where it tells
me. Oh, boy, you did the racist accent. That's
well, no, I did not. I just said, man, you can't go that way. It's going to put you on the freeway, but you can't. There's no exit. And he's like, just ignore me. No. So he went that way, and we wound up going halfway to freaking Baytown before we could turn around. And, of course, I might have said I told you so about 11 times. And that our friends had, you know, our friend's Uber driver listened. And they got there on time, and we didn't. So, yeah, he got a one star from me. And so I probably got a one star from him. That's how it works.
Yep.
But it was real simple. You know, it's just, dude, just stay straight here. It's a five. He turned a five-minute trip into a 22-minute trip. That's one star. By not listening. Because I knew there was construction there, and it wasn't. And obviously it wasn't showing on his GPS. Probably using Waze. Probably what it was. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in.
Foster says Anthony Joshua is fighting Povetkin from reports that I've read. He says him and Wilder won't happen this year. Do I think he's ducking him? It's kind of starting to look that way. The Wilder camp offered Anthony Joshua $50 million guaranteed to fight Wilder in the United States this year.
Yeah. Well, I thought they'd agreed to fight one over there and one over here and do a two-fight deal. I thought that was the arrangement.
Well, apparently not. The Eddie Hearn, who's Anthony Joshua's promoter, offered a $15 million flat fee for Wilder to come to the UK. So... I don't know. Instead, now, so the fight's at least off for now. Joshua is instead making a mandatory defense against Alexander Povetkin on September 22nd at Wembley Stadium. And
he'll probably make a bunch of money over there for that.
Wilder will likely fight Dominic Brazil in his next bout. So it seems like it's not going to happen this year. I don't know. I mean, maybe he's ducking him. I don't know. I think if Anthony Joshua wanted to fight him, he could have. So...
Well, I'm pretty sure if Deontay Wilder wanted to fight him, he could have.
Yeah.
I mean, I you know, just feels like
this is what Lennox Lewis said about it. The way I see it, Anthony Joshua is the man in this situation. He gets to choose the time and place for the first fight. I'd make Wilder come to me also. But from what I see from Wilder, he's willing to. And this is the same attitude I would have. When the heavyweight division finally has a pulse, we need action, not talk. And Lennox Lewis is a guy he makes a good point. Lennox Lewis says that when he was a champ, he wanted to fight the best guys to prove he was the best. And that's he beat Tyson, Holyfield, and Vitaly Klitschko. Like when he was at the top, he didn't duck any one of those guys. So, I mean,
yeah, but
that's
it's different now, man. Everybody ducks everybody. And you wait and you wait and you wait. How long did it take us to get Pacquiao Mayweather? Pacquiao was past his prime at that point. How long did it take us to get Canelo Golovkin?
Yep.
You know,
and the problem is, like, Golovkin's getting old now.
Yeah.
Deontay Wilder's 32. You know, like, I mean, if you want to see these guys at their peak, it needs to
now's
happen pretty soon.
Now's the time, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's just one of the things that always drives me nuts about boxing. And because I don't really know how good Wilder is.
Oh, he's a horrible boxer, but he's a very, very violent knockout puncher. And sometimes it doesn't matter if you're good at boxing, if you've got enough power. And he's got that kind of power that it doesn't really matter.
He's an unbeaten American heavyweight that I don't think people talk about very much.
That's because there's not another heavyweight that people are interested in. It takes two.
It does.
And it seems like you've got two undefeated heavyweights here. And it seems like maybe there should be enough to draw up some interest, but I don't know. I mean, part of it is because I say part of it is because Wilder's not a great boxer, but people don't care about that. They want to see knockouts.
Yeah, they want to see him smash some heads.
Yeah,
and I think part of it too is promotion wise. I don't think he's been promoted very well, but that's another story. So. You guys going anywhere for the? You're leaving town for the fourth, right?
Yeah,
I have the.
My dog Border called this morning.
Yeah,
they had reservations for a while, and they called today and they're just like, "Oh, we see you're down for the 4th through the 7th," and so my wife's friends are moving in to Houston from Denver, and they're going to stay at our house while we're gone, but their kid has asthma. So it can't be around the dog. So we're going to have the dog boarded while they're there. But now they're like, we're not going to be open on the 4th. We even though we confirmed a 8 a.m. drop-off time on the 4th, we're not going to be there. So you have to drop her off the night of the 3rd. So now I feel guilty because like I'm putting my dog up a night like where I'm at home and she could easily be at our house. That's the pain in the ass of my day. And I just feel like they're trying to get an extra day of boarding.
Yeah, they are especially around a holiday. You know,
like you can't tell me nobody's going to be there on the 4th.
Well, yeah, who's going to feed my dog? Yeah.
Who's going to let my dog poop?
And you know damn well that there's a bunch of people doing the same thing,
exactly.
So they're full on the dogs. Yeah, that's you've been scammed, sir. Texter says I drive for Uber and Lyft, and it'd be an absolute honor to give one of you guys a Lyft. I'm using it a lot more. I've actually. You know, we're talking about doing the whole thing with cutting the cord with DirecTV. I'm actually thinking about not having a car and just Ubering everywhere.
I mean, your wife already doesn't have
a
car.
Because she doesn't need one. The only thing I needed for, well, the only problem is like today I had an appointment this morning and then I went out to the gym that's not close to here because it's got the machines I want. And then I came to the office. And so if I did that, that's probably about $50 in Uber today.
In one day.
In one day.
Yeah, you don't live close enough to work.
Yeah, I do that 3 or 4 times a week. So
yeah, you don't live close enough to work to make that happen.
But, I mean, I'm at least thinking about it, that there might be a way to pull this off.
It's impossible.
I don't know that it's impossible. I damn sure never need it on the weekends.
Well, and then, like, I mean, sometimes you like to go camping and things like that. What are you going to do?
We haven't
like,
been camping in forever. Part of it is just neither one of us can get away right now with the jobs the way they are. That's why we're having such a problem trying to book the yearly Canada trip is, you know, her job has gotten ridiculous and my job has kind of gotten ridiculous. So I know people think we just kind of show up and talk here, which we do sometimes, but that whole sports map thing that's a full-time job.
Right.
Did that count as a burp or
no?
That was an attempt. That was kind of a fail.
It was just silent.
Yeah. So.
But it felt good.
Yeah. Well, good. Good. That's important to you.
That's what matters.
All right. 713-780-ESPN. I've got a bunch of stuff, but I wanted to get to the point I was going to get to was USA Today did the best movies to watch for the 4th of July.
Okay. Is Born on the 4th of July?
It is not one of theirs.
Hmm.
They kind of give you some different options.
Okay.
So, like, if you're a war movie buff, they say the perfect movie to watch is Saving Private Ryan.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
What about Independence Day?
That is on the list, as if you want. That is probably, to me, the one movie, not the second Independence Day, the first one.
Yeah.
And the second one was, not so good.
I would say, what's another movie? Maybe Team America World Police.
Doesn't have that one on here. They've only got five. It says, if you're for kids, they say An American Tale. Pursuit of the American Dream with cartoon mice. I don't know that I've ever seen that.
I don't want to see that. I would say for kids, how about Captain America, the First Avenger?
Based on a true story.
Based on a true story of Captain America.
Yeah, okay. That's a good one. if you want a history lesson, The Untold History of the United States.
Okay.
So.
What about The Patriot?
Yeah, that one's not on there. That's a good one. I would say if you want to see really bad acting from the women in the movie, but you want to see Heath Ledger before he died.
You want to see an Australian guy pretend to be an American hero?
An Aussie weirdo playing an American hero.
Well, isn't Heath Ledger an Aussie too?
Yeah, I guess he was.
Yeah.
Was he Aussie or British?
I think he was Aussie.
Well, but
yeah, he's Aussie.
Mel Gibson was an Aussie, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
Mel Gibson is an Aussie.
Yeah. So.
Is he? I thought he was American.
No, man. Mad Max? They had to dub his voice in Mad Max because it was so bad.
Yeah, he's super Australian.
He's learned it real well, and he's.
No, he's from New York.
No, he's not.
He's born in New York.
Maybe born in New York, but he grew up in Australia.
I always just assumed he was Australian because of Mad Max. Perhaps that's not correct, sir.
Most of Mel Gibson's young life was spent in Australia.
Okay, there you go.
Tell me that, John.
2 days ago, I saw a rig big enough to haul that tanker.
That's how he talks in real life.
You want to get out of here?
Except
talk to me.
Now imagine like disparaging Jews and blacks in a in an Australian accent. That's like what Mel Gibson sounds like.
So kind of like that would be an Australian Bob Arum.
Kind of, but more aggressive even than Bob Arum.
Yeah, but you know what? People have kind of forgot.
That Mel Gibson hates Jewish people?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, he's making a comeback. He's directing movies again, yeah.
What's he up to these days?
He had a movie come out recently.
Starring him or as a director?
Director.
He's not acting anymore, is he?
I think he's in one of those that he did. I'll have to look at it. Actually, this is another thing that I've kind of gotten on is I think it's Reels has like these like mini biographies of actors. I have one of Robert Downey Jr. that I didn't realize just how bleeped up Robert Downey Jr. was.
Right.
And even up to Iron Man, he was still a real problem. And apparently this woman he married kind of has straightened him out. But they had one on Mel Gibson and how everybody thought he was basically crazy, but now he's kind of making a comeback.
Oh, I need to apologize. Mel Gibson did not only hate blacks and Jews, he also hated gays.
Yeah, well, he also did Hacksaw Ridge.
I don't want to tell him that he didn't hit the trifecta because he earned that.
Yeah, remember, he came back. He came back with Hacksaw Ridge in 2014.
Okay, yeah, he did.
That was him. So he got nominated for Best Director for that.
Yeah.
So people will forget.
But it took him 10 years to direct a movie, if I'm not mistaken. Like that was his first.
Yeah, it was his first one in 10 years.
And then he's done like. I don't know what he's done.
I know he's working. He's working on something else. I'm not sure exactly what yet. I'll have to look it up on the whole thing because it always says in production.
Okay.
He has three movies in post.
Okay.
The Professor and the Madman, Dragged Across Concrete, and Boss Level, and they're all acting roles.
Is he a star in them?
I think so. I'll have to check.
Or is he like? I know he was in that movie with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg, but he was like. He's Mark Wahlberg's dad, and he's like kind of. I mean, he's not like a bit player, but he's kind of a bit player.
In The Professor and the Madman, yes, he is the leading role, and he has a big ass beard in that one. Dragged Across Concrete, he is listed first, so he's starring in that.
Jeez.
And it's the third one, Boss Level, he is listed second, so.
Behind who?
Let's see here. Annabelle. Whaley's? I don't know who that is.
I've never heard of her.
He's also going to be directing a World War II film named Destroyer.
Oh, Annabelle, she's Grace in Peaky Blinders.
Ah.
That actually looks interesting. Destroyer will deal with the Battle of Okinawa, like Hacksaw Ridge did, although from a different front. It'll be based on the heroic story of the crew of the USS Laffey, who defended their ship from 22 kamikaze attacks. So, I'm a fan of World War II movies.
I am too.
All right, what am I supposed to do here, John? You just have to filter.
Don't filter it hard.
I mean, you have to filter out the right ones, though, when it comes to movies.
That's
like
right.
That. But when it comes to air conditioning filters, though, Filter Easy has you covered. I mean, it's such a perfect name for them because this is a subscription service where you sign up and you never have to worry about when you're going to get air conditioning filters again. They show up right there at your door right when you need them, and you change them, and boom, it makes all the difference in the world. I'll be honest with you. It's one of those things you never think about, right? You don't think, I should probably change my AC filters. Until you look at one of them and it's like filthy and you're like, oh yeah, I better go change this. Well, you're supposed to change them every 1 to 3 months. And if you have pets, pretty much every month. So that's why I signed up with Filter Easy. Now they show up, I change them, and everything's good. Boy, the first time I changed them, it made such a difference. It was like 4 degrees cooler in there just because I got rid of those disgusting filters. So Filter Easy's convenient. It's a subscription service for something you need. It's practical. It's a no-brainer solution. And that's why I subscribe. That's why you should subscribe. And guess what? We got a great deal for you, as always. For listeners of the Blitz, you can receive your first order free. How about this? Free. By visiting FilterEasy.com or just give them a call. 1-855-910-3279. Make sure you use offer code FRED. That's going to get your first order free. Sign up at FilterEasy.com. Get that first order free. That's FilterEasy.com or call 1-855-910-3279. Make sure you use offer code FRED.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. Happy Thursday, everybody. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Drunk Bevo had asked what our favorite World War II movie was, and you responded with Saving Private Ryan and Inglourious Bastards.
Das Boot, pretty good, too.
I don't really consider Inglourious Bastards a real World War II movie because it was kind of loosely based historical fiction. Even I love that movie, but I don't really consider it. My favorites are the ones that are sort of the documentary types, like Midway and Tora, Tora, Tora. Those are really good. And I know that those are from the 70s or whatever, but those are my favorites.
Well, there's some of the older World War II movies are really good, and I'm talking like super old.
Yeah.
I went through a phase where I really was getting into like old movies, and like The Bridge on the River Kwai.
That's a good one, yeah.
It's from like the 50s.
Yeah.
I mean, Casablanca is technically a World War II movie, and it's not my favorite, but I mean, a lot of people like that stuff. Do you count Schindler's List? That's a really good movie, but it's also like not one that I want to watch over and over
that's,
again.
That's one of those. That's on my list of movies that I needed to see once and never need to see again. Not that it was bad. It's just I can't watch it again.
Yeah.
I've got a list of several movies like that are just too heavy. And technically that's one. But Midway was about the Battle of Midway, obviously, but it was done. And I read a bunch of. For some reason, I was always fascinated with World War II growing up, so I read a bunch of World War II history books. And the other thing I was incredibly drawn to for some reason is the airplanes from that war, like the U.S. warplanes. Because when the war started, the United States had crap fighter planes.
Yeah.
And by the end, we had the P-51 Mustang and the Corsairs, all these really badass fighter jets, or not jets, excuse me, fighter planes. And the P-51s were so good that they were using them against jets in the Korean War. I was always fascinated by that. I have no idea why, but that was, if I could be something else in a different time frame and travel back in time, I'd love to be a fighter pilot in World War II.
Can we agree, though, as good as some of the movies we just mentioned are, movies about the Vietnam War or greater than movies about World War II?
Yeah.
Those are the best.
So Apocalypse Now, technically.
Apocalypse Now, Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
The Deer Hunter.
Deer Hunter was amazing.
What else is from Vietnam? I mean, I guess Forrest Gump you could throw in there if you wanted to.
Technically,
Good Morning Vietnam, Born on the 4th of July.
What was the other? What was the other? There was another really good Vietnam, besides Full Metal Jacket, that Charlie Sheen was in.
Platoon,
yeah.
That's also very good. I can't think of the one with Christian Bale in it. What's it called? Rescue Dawn.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah, Vietnam, they made the best movies about that one.
That's even hard for me to pick a favorite.
Yeah.
I would say it's either Apocalypse Now or Full Metal Jacket, but I don't know if I could pick a favorite out of those two. They're very different, too.
Yep.
But also, Full Metal Jacket had a little more of a sense of humor to it at times, which I thought did a nice job of balancing against all the violence. Yeah, I think I'd go with that. Okay. That'll be my favorite, more so than Apocalypse Now. That was one of those things I was watching was on... I watched the making of The Godfather and there's a whole bunch of stuff with Francis Ford Coppola, and it was real interesting. I've been really... Ooh, somebody mentioned The Longest Day. That's a good one, too.
That's a good one, too.
And that's an older movie.
It is old, and it's kind of cool because it tells both sides.
Memphis Belle.
I don't know if I've seen
that. Oh, that's a good one. That's about... a B-17 flight crew that's on their last flight, and they basically have to go through hell in this last flight. And they, I won't say anything more about it because you should go see it. It's a really good movie. But
I like all war movies.
I kind of do.
Almost
too.
All war movies. Did you ever see Monuments Men?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really about the war per se, but it's stuff that was going on during the war. I thought it was pretty
cool.
Had
a really good cast in it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the American Sniper movie. What's that movie that I watch all the time about? Lone Survivor.
See,
I love that movie.
That's on my list of movies I can't watch more than once.
I've probably watched that movie 40 times.
Yeah, but that is just so depressing at the end. I mean, it's a great movie, but it's one of those... It's on my list with 12 Years a Slave and Schindler's List.
Yeah.
And I think Spotlight's on that list for me now, too. And it's one of the best movies I've ever seen, but I was so depressed at the end of it. So, all right, 713-780-ESPN. I have no idea how we got on this because nowhere in my show prep list.
Someone asked favorite World War II movies, and it just spun out.
Yeah.
Lamont says, is Mel Gibson the bigot? I thought it was his dad. It's been so long, I forgot. I know his dad was out there. Don't remember him. It was definitely Mel Gibson.
I thought it was both of them.
May have been both of them, but yeah, Mel Gibson was definitely he was almost basically blacklisted from Hollywood for a while, because if you work in Hollywood, it's really hard to hate Jewish people.
Yeah,
because it's really hard to find work after that. But he also, I'm trying to pull up the quote, and I won't be able to read it verbatim. Back in the 90s, he was accused of homophobia in the wake of Braveheart. Some of the things he said about, he made some derogatory comments about homosexuals in a Spanish newspaper. He said, I shouldn't have said it, but I was tickling a bit of vodka during that interview, and the quote came back to bite me in the ass. And then in July of 2010, Gibson had a phone call recorded with Oksana Grigorieva, suggesting that if she got raped by a pack of N-words, she would be to blame. And that was his ex-wife. And then he got pulled over for drunk driving, and he started screaming about the Jews. I mean, yeah, it's definitely Mel Gibson.
Yeah. I know his dad, though, was real. His dad, if I'm not mistaken, his dad started coming out with that stuff, and then he got drunk and started.
Hutton Gibson is his dad's name.
Hutton?
Okay.
Well,
did you know? Here's a nugget. First, Hutton Gibson had 11 children, and he was the 1968 Jeopardy Grand Champion.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll take racism for 1,000, Alex.
Gibson is also an outspoken critic both of the post-Vatican Roman Catholic Church and of those traditional Catholics. Gibson is also a proponent of various conspiracy theories. In 2003, in an interview, he questioned how the Nazis could have disposed of 6 million bodies during the Holocaust and claimed that the September 11th attacks were perpetrated by remote control. And then he's quoted as saying the Second Vatican Council was a Masonic plot backed by the Jews. Yeah, they're both crazy.
How does he feel about the Freddy KGB theory?
I don't know.
I'd be curious.
Be curious how he feels about promoting boxing.
All right. Well, I'm sure we can
He's
all...
He's still alive. He's 99.
Wow. Well, you can be as crazy as you want at 99. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, now it doesn't matter.
I think we can all agree, though, that Harry's is the greatest for shaving.
Mel Gibson needs to shave.
And he does, and he needs to get to Harry's. And it's really easy because Harry's is so convenient. And I love having things that are delivered to me that I don't have to think about. Practical things like razors that I don't have to worry about going to a store to buy. They get delivered right to my home. I'm saving a bunch of money. It's easy. I love it. And right now, for a limited time only, new customers can save big on a Harry's shave set. Just use code FAOUR at harrys.com. You'll get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. $3. And you get all that. And the cool thing is with Harry's, man, once you get signed up, you don't have to subscribe, but if you want to set it up to where you get razors when you need them, they'll ask you some questions. You can go in there and say, okay, this is how often I shave, and boom, they'll have you all set up. And their replacement cartridges are just $2 each. That's less than half the price of any of the big dogs, and their quality is fantastic. And if you just want to check them out in the store, they're now available in Walmart and Target. So if you're one of those people who still goes to the store for your razors, try Harry's there. And then I think you're going to want to go ahead and get signed up so you can get them. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer just for the Blitzers. New customers get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you get a starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to harrys.com today. Use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.